This is a show called Viva La Mock. Those things hold true. If it's not a Friday night, you're listening to an encore presentation. However, you've just tuned in at the best part of this encore presentation. Or regular show, again, if you're listening on a Friday night. Because it's time for the mock. It is time for the mock. Before I get into the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records, located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs. You can visit them in Millville, right there on Grant Street. Like I almost like in the corner of like Lincoln and Grant, if I have my street names right. Or just call them up at 412-821-8484. And don't forget, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. Find out more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let me find some appropriate background music as we are in the mock. Junior Parker, Mr. Blues, little Junior Parker, is going underneath the mock light. He died 51 years ago today. So I found a half dozen songs to play for you in tribute of Junior Parker. So these are songs that maybe he didn't write, but songs that he had the first recording and the first release of. That's how this one's working. That's how all the mocks work for the most part. So it is a Junior Parker mock. If I can say Junior Parker mock, if I can say that correctly, that's what we're getting into. And we are starting things off with from their 1980 album. It's the Blasters. Coming back, howling like a monkey in a coconut tree. So shook up, I got the heebie-jeebies. My head's going around like a spinning top. Trying to sit down, but I just can't stop. Oh, when I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues.
have ourselves a bite to eat. Now when we got two, she said, say, baby, what's happening? I said, you wait 1 minute, and I'm going to tell you all about it. So I told her. Papa got up and he told Mama. Well, Mama told Papa about something she heard. He said, look at your Mama, I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie till the break of day. Well, you know the old folks boogie and the children too. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie, we gonna boogie until the break of day.
We're gonna make it. feel all right again.
So long, it's just long, 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 long. Spectrum is a train running lead. He said if you're awaiting on that 444, I hate to tell you, son, that train don't stop here no more. Mystery train.
The Soft Boys, Robin Hitchcock, Kimberly Rue and company, doing their version of Mystery Train, wrapping up what I call the mock. This was a Junior Parker mock, a bunch of songs that he first put out and first released as done by other artists. Let you know what was in that in the mock before the Soft Boys. Before the Soft Boys, Doug Sam from his Hell of a Spell album. Doing Next Time You See Me. Doug Sam almost won under the mock. I think I've actually done Doug Sam before. I really do. That's why I didn't pick that one. But believe it or not, he also passed on this day. Back in 1999. Junior Parker passed on this day back in 1971. Hey, before the Doug Sam. And Doug Sam, if you didn't know, was also in the Sir Douglas Quintet. But let's move on. How about some Ike and Tina? Ike and Tina doing a song called Rooster, which was essentially was Mother-in-Law Blues, which I'm playing in the background. Also some Clarence Gatemouth Brown doing his version of I Feel All Right Again. Fabulous Thunderbirds did Feeling Good and started off the entire set from 1980 and the American Music album, The Blasters. The Blasters. And their version of Barefoot Rock. And that was a mock. We do a mock each and every week at this time during the Viva La Mock radio program. You know what? While I've got that harmonica in the background, I should tell you, what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? How about 2 hours? We give you 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Right here on WRCT. Join Steve every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And it's exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh. Well, I watch my baby lead. My mother had her by the hand. All right, I'll let it fade out of my Junior Parker. And then we'll segue back into just whatever we're doing. What are we doing? We're reminding you that 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Or if you're Brett Michaels of Poison Diabetes. Or Wilford Brimley. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. That means there's no excuse. If you visit doihaveprediabetes.org, you can take a short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Still taking requests and trying to play as many of those requests as I can before this program is over, which is in another 35 minutes. Brett called in. He called long distance, called from another country, believe it or not, to say that he's tuned in, he's been listening, wants to hear some songs. So I will play you some songs. Starting off with this one.
Can't you see? She don't want you around no more. Can't you see that her hand's pointing at the door? Feet don't feel me now. How could anyone stand? Anyone could see it's time to go away. Time to take a powder. Open up your eyes.
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Rock.
From the Starfish album, it's the Church wrapping up that set of music with Reptile. Before that, some requested Echo and the Bunnymen. Brett called in all the way from Canada saying, hey, could we play some Echo? Brett was actually bowling recently. He came into town to see the Steelers. He and his son came into town to see the Steelers. Stopped out at Arsenal Lanes, and I was hanging out there. I hang out there on a little random Sundays and then every Thursday. And on Thursdays, I do 80s and 90s music. So it's always easy when you got an 80s request for the Moxster. Hey, before the Echo and the Bunnymen, that was Blur. That was Blur doing Substitute. Did you know that today was, well, technically now yesterday, but was National Substitute Teacher Day. So, you know, that's the best I can do. Blur doing their version of The Who's Substitute. And then for my friend from the Great White North, I start off that entire set with the band Utopia. Yeah, Todd Rundgren's project Utopia with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Started off that entire set. See what I did there? Crafty like that. I'm crafty in a whole bunch of ways, but I only have about 17 minutes of this program to prove my craftiness, and I got some more requests that have come in, so I have to get to some of those. Can't ignore the requests. Although not a request, but a song that I was planning on playing anyway, and it actually fits really well into this theme of me talking about Brett listening up there in Canada. Because it's a song originally done by one of their favorite sons. You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts would tell. Just like an old-time movie. Comes from wishing well. In a castle of dark. A fortress drawn. Chains around my feet. You know that ghost is me. And I won't ever be so free. As long as I'm a ghost that you can't see.
such a sweet dream I thought would never come true. And you know how things all seem to happen when they do. And kissing you for the first time was such a warm, like I never felt so new. But then you know how things all seem to happen when they do. But then you know life it wouldn't be anything without the gift of love. Come true, then you know how things all seem to happen when they do.
I gotta tell you, I honestly think that I just made a baby somewhere. Sorry about that. That was a request. That was, and it's hard to refute a request when the person is standing right next to me holding the album. Go, will you play this on your show? But I was kind of in a soft, mellow mode there, and I was like, oh, well, why not? It's late. I can do that. That's Jimmy Messina from his Oasis album with Seeing You for the First Time. You know what I can call that? Playing it for the first time. Very first time I've ever played that song. Played some Holiday in there. I've played that song a bazillion times. From Ready, Steady, Go and Prostitutes in Town. Hunters and Collectors, I've played that a bunch of times. That was by request, Throw Your Arms Around Me. And I will say, if you've never heard the Neil Finn cover of that, fantastic. I think he did it for KEX, whatever, that radio station out in California that does a lot of live stuff. KEXP, I think that's what it is. For their Sounds Eclectic series. But the Hunters and Collectors, and then the Black Watch started off the entire set doing a Gordon Lightfoot song. If you could read my mind. If you could read my mind right now, you don't know what you'd want to hear. Hey, for anyone listening to an encore presentation of Viva La Rock, the show is ending.
Good morning. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let's meet our three moderators for today's discussion. Jaron Keith Gaynor is the White House correspondent and managing editor of Politics for The Griot. Eugene Daniels is co-author of The Politico Playbook and is Politico's White House correspondent. Tanya Mosley is the co-host of NPR and WHYY's Fresh Air.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're going to get right to it. Without further ado, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Madam Vice President, thank you so much for doing this and making the time.
Of course.
Just a little bit busy right now. We want to start on an issue that Americans across the country say is their number one concern, and that's the economy. Mm-hmm. A question that has been asked of you and everybody that's on the Democratic side is whether or not voters are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Are they better off now than they were 4 years ago?
So when we came into, well, first of all, let me just say, it is good to be with the National Association of Black Journalists, and I thank you for the work you do and that your members do every day. It is very important that we ensure that this organization and your members always have the resources and the platforms to deliver the voices that must be heard. So I thank you for hosting me today. 4 years ago, when we came in during the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. We came in during the worst public health epidemic in centuries. We came in after the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And a lot of it due in large part to the mismanagement by the former president as it relates to COVID and obviously January 6th. And we had then a lot of work to do to clean up a mess. As of today, we have created over 16 million new jobs, over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs. We have the lowest black unemployment rate in generations. We have invested in small businesses, and they're to the benefit of many people, but including black small businesses, some of the highest rate of creation of new black small businesses in years. We have done the work of capping the cost of prescription medication for our seniors for issues like insulin. And again, I'm speaking to the black journalists who care about all people, but in particular, I'll talk about the impact on black people, where we know black folks are 60% more likely to be diagnosed with diabetes. And we have now finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month, cap the cost of prescription medication for our seniors at $2,000 a year, because we, unlike the former president who promised to do it, we finally have allowed Medicare to negotiate drug prices against the big pharmaceutical companies. And these are just some of the accomplishments. Is the price of groceries still too high? Yes. Do we have more work to do? Yes. And I will tell you, I do believe that I offer a new generation of leadership for our country that is about, in particular, turning the page on an era that sadly has shown us attempts by some to incite fear, to create division in our country, and to do the work that is about bringing some level of optimism and, dare I say, ambition about what I know is possible in our country. And so my plan for the economy includes what I imagine and believe and call an opportunity economy, what we can do to grow an opportunity economy where all people have access to the resources to